It's time for the news where you are.
Time for the news where you are.
It's time for the news where you are.
It's time for all the news where you are.
The news where they are. Jesus.
What are they playing at? I thought they were professional news readers.
I think you're joining. Yes. Hi. Wait, I can kind of hear you.
Hello.
Yes, that's way better.
Hello. That must be my microphone's on now.
Ooh, look at your microphone setup. Someone's doing well.
I've just literally copied what you are. You are up, like, sort of on your side for me.
Wait, if I do this... Oh, we both look kind of... Wait. Hi, Asterion the Witcher. Is that better?
So is he on? Hello? Are we actually... What's happening with this now?
So, I feel like we're both... Wait, there we are. My angle is awful. I think, yeah, so it looks like we're on, dear, but...
All right.
just asking questions like this every time, hi?
Yeah.
But, what will happen is, at the end of this, I'll just save it and then save the audio and put it up, but...
Okay.
This is fun. Nice to see you. Yes. We've been practicing social distancing since it was before it was cool.
Exactly. Yeah, we've been the social distance masters. I mean, a minute minimum is an entire ocean.
Yeah.
That you need between you. Forget 2 meters. But thing. But Asterion, hello. We are good. Thank you. How are you?
Yeah. How are you? Thanks for your support throughout this time.
Yeah. Wherever you are, I hope you're staying safe in these. Times that we're not going to discuss.
We can't discuss it. We won't.
We literally can't respond to the times.
Mm. But I think that
the times is a separate thing to what we're living.
Also, I love not bad Asterion. Not bad. In fairness,
not bad.
That's an honest. If you had said, "Oh, I'm great," we would have known you were lying because it's not great.
Yeah. That always. Yeah. Not bad. Not bad. That's a good... As long as not bad is a good place to be.
Yeah, no, that's
Should
true.
Should we explain to anyone who's actually going to listen to this?
Yes.
How I say this? Asterion the Witcher again. Is this all going to go in the podcast, this bit?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so we're recording this by doing a live Twitter video.
Yeah.
And, yeah... Jack sort of mentioned this yesterday, and I just sort of, yeah, and now it's only just occurring to me what this actually involves.
Yeah, so we took a break from the podcast.
Yeah.
And actually, we were like, Brexit's done. We never talk about it. Trump's quiet. We'll just, news can kind of go back to normal. Then this happened, and we were like, oh, we should probably talk about some stuff that isn't this, because this is... all that everyone must be hearing at the minute, which is obviously important.
Yeah.
But weird... odd, strange, funny, ridiculous news still exists, believe it or not.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. I mean, I've found some stuff to say, but, yeah. By the way, I should point out that these things behind me were for a thing I was doing. They're not... That's not my Mensa certificate. And that's not.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That is my urination fact finding chart, but that was for something else that I did. That will never see the light of day, as with most things I've done.
That's shocking, though, Dan, because that Mensa certificate looks legit taped up.
It is. It is. It is an actual Mensa certificate that I found on the internet for Rudy Susantana Rusley. It was awarded on the 12th of July, 1981. Don't know who that person is, but it was the only one I could find that actually looked like a real certificate. And that's been there for nearly a year. Because I can't be bothered to take things down. And now, whenever my son comes into my office, he just tries to grab this bit, the sort of flappy down bit. And as you can see, that's why it's so crinkled, because he just tries to rip it off the wall. This is great podcast content, I've got to be honest.
Even Asterion the Witcher's gone.
Yeah, thank you. Our one dedicated fan has gone. You know what? I'll take my chances with the real world.
isolation is over because of that. It's not. Yeah. Please practice safe distance.
Right. Just do the intro, Jack.
Hello, newsers. This is the News Where They Are podcast, a podcast that tells you the weird news and the news that you don't often hear about. I'm Jack, a British human in America, but borders don't mean anything anymore because everyone can't move. So I'm a British human indoors, and he is Dan, also a British man indoors.
Hello. Hello, Jack, who I've already been speaking to for 5 minutes. So what have you been up to lately?
I've been doing a lot of walking around my house. Kitchens kind of pop in, good vibes. Bathroom's a place I haven't been in that often before. There, quite a lot of washing my hands.
Good. I'm finding myself just sort of doing a lot of, I just found myself staying in the house a lot, really. No real reason, just sort of, enjoying the company of my family and, enjoying the home.
Yeah.
And then, once a day, I feel able to go outside the house to get a bit of exercise.
Just one.
And yeah, just once. I think it wouldn't really make any sense for me to do more than one. And then I come back home and then stay in my house until the next day. And then sometimes I will leave the house if it is absolutely essential, like for food and things, so we don't die. But apart from that, that's just my routine, just a normal routine. No big global reasons for that routine. It's just how I'm living.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Nice. I mean, sometimes you feel like you pay rent, so you may as well make the most of the house. That's the reason.
Well, exactly, yeah. Exactly, yeah. And even, for no particular reason, it would be possible for me to have a holiday from my mortgage, which is just like a normal holiday. You just get away for a bit, forget all your worries. This is, it's nice. The world is a very thoughtful place.
Mm.
And is really looking out for people, particularly those who employ themselves.
Yeah,
really. Like, particularly here in the UK, I'm not going to say there aren't possibly people out there having a worse time than the self-employed, but self-employed is something to think about.
I mean, just invoice them. You'll hear back in at least 12 months, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I'm still looking to get my first payment for any of my self-employed work. It's all just invoices out there in the ether waiting to actually, turn up in a bank account. That's where I stand.
Those invoices are not social listening. They are out there.
Yeah, they've been in self-isolation since the day I sent them. So, have you found anything to talk about?
I have. I don't want to make this my main thing, but this kind of strange.
We got a question off Asteria and the Witcher.
Okay, guys. Considering that Easter is near, do you want to find a particular name for it? Considering the name of Epiphany. Dan?
I don't understand the question, Mr. Witcher. But you saying we rename Easter to be something else. Can I ask, Asterion, is your name related to the video game series of The Witcher? Or are you more the books or the TV series The Witcher? Or is it just your surname's The Witcher?
Big fan of Henry Cavill.
But yeah, I'm happy with Epiphany for your suggestion. There, Mr. Witcher. Should we get back to the podcast?
Yeah, actually, this could be related. So, during this crisis that we don't know about, one pop star has decided to start a cult. Okay.
Oh yeah.
So Jared Leto of acting fame and 30 Seconds to
Yeah, 30 Seconds to Mars.
There they are. Yeah.
And of being completely mental.
Yeah. This is in his wheelhouse. He has created a cult. So I don't know if you saw this, but he had missed everything that was going on and came back and was like, "Oh, I've been on a retreat." And He didn't know what had been happening. Much like us, we've been away, what have we missed? He did the same. The reason he was away and on a silent retreat was because he was recruiting lovely ladies to join his cult. Always women, weirdly.
Oh, right.
Strange, misogynistic men always.
Is this a film, or is this an actual Jared Leto is actually been doing a cult?
Yeah, he's been amassing a cult very slowly. We've not been looking. Well, we've been busy with other things. So that I just thought that was weird.
Yeah. Well, that is. Are you going to join?
No, I feel like it's probably not for me, and he probably wouldn't be. Hey, Lisa Ray Bowen. Welcome.
Hello.
Join us.
The witch has responded. Let's say that my name is taken from the city where I came from, where I come from. Sounds a bit threatening, but thank you.
Hey, Harv England, hello to you.
Oh, Jesus. I might know this bloke. Okay, let's move on. Hello, everyone. So
Jared, that's
your first story, that Jared Leto has started a cult next to your house in Los Angeles.
Maybe not in my house. So he started a cult on an island, and his followers call him Prophet.
Right.
There's an incredible picture of him walking in a white tunic with sunglasses on, of course. Long hair, very Jesus Christ-like.
Yeah.
But with some very...
Christ-ish.
Christ-ish. He's got sunglasses on, though, which Jesus, I don't believe, did have sunglasses.
He just made the sun disappear. That was his whole thing, wasn't it? The old miracles front. Maybe actually, turning up to a Specsavers. Maybe Very Focals was his first miracle. And that's what that's really what set the ball rolling for him. Is he opened the Nazareth, the Jerusalem chain of Vision Express. And people like, this guy knows what he's doing. Let's believe in him.
Sect Savers, am I right?
Sect. Very, very nice.
But
people will see that because this is live, you will see there's a lot of this podcast we usually just cut out. And that was one of them. That was an exclusive peek at one of the pointless tangents we go on.
But no, seriously, I do worry for everyone's safety. There does seem to be a lot of people on the island that Jared Leto has taken with him. They're all wearing white.
Are you sure this is real? Are you sure you haven't just seen a film last night? And now you're trying to pass it off. Like, by the way, I've got a story about how Will Smith's been fighting an alien this whole time, and the White House has been blown up. And there's actually a story. It's a news story. And apparently he's been quoted by the paper as saying, "Welcome to Earth, bitch," as he hit one of them.
That sounds legit also. No, as far as I know, not a film, not Blade Runner 2049, not the other one that he was in. Legit, that is legit. And I, for one, welcome our new fearless leader.
Good. Well, thank you, Jared Leto, for starting a cult. That's really lifted the hearts of the planet.
Liam! Hi, Liam! Liam's joined us.
Hello,
Liam. How are you?
How are we all? Should we just do a chat? I don't really know what's going on, yeah? Right. Would you like to hear one of the stories I found?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Hello, Liam. Liam has responded for people who'll be listening to this a day later. If at all. Man transforms 250-pound prison van into stunning summer house for his wife. Do you know what? This time I can show you that actual people.
Oh, great. This is great. We've never had this level of interactivity before.
Can you see them?
She looks as if she's enjoying... Wait, so this is the summer house?
This is the summer house made of a prison van, yeah. Basically... Go on.
Go back. Is that a wallpaper of being outside?
Or is that actually... an actual view. They seem to have a massive mansion, and he was too tight to pay for a conservatory, so he's bought a prison van and turned it into a and turned it into a sort of shed. So shall I? I'll read the article, and you can tell again, as we always say, these. Hello, Ben O'Keefe.
Hi, Ben O'Keefe.
Well, people, I have no idea who they really are. These are all strangers to me, and not at all friends.
I'm also really enjoying both of us just going.
Yeah, just friends joining in out of sick curiosity and sympathy.
For those of you who can't see this, sorry, Dan, to interrupt. The way that we've set up this unique system today in these times is that we have got the landscaping wrong. So every time someone speaks to us, we have to tilt our heads very gently.
Because we have to plug stuff into the bottom of our phones. They have to be in landscape mode. But the world is still very much trapped in portrait mode. So I think has a strong metaphorical message behind it when you think about it. If we could all just do that a bit more, we'd be better off. I'm sure there's something in that. Anyway, when you think of a summer house, you probably don't picture an old prison van. No, you don't. Next story. but one man has completely transformed that very vehicle into a unique space for he and his wife. I think Samuel Pepys wrote this article. And his wife to relax in. Retired Graham Skidmore, again, amazing, that's his full name, 74, from Barrow Hill in Worcestershire, bought the police van, which was used to transport prison inmates to court for £250, then transformed the inside and furnished it with the total cost of the project, setting him back £750. That is a massive saving, apparently, compared to the £42,000 he was quoted for a conservatory. What did he want in his conservatory? Did he want it to withstand a nuclear holocaust and have a slide? Like, what is he asking for a £42,000 conservatory? What he's asked for there is the ground floor of his house done again. and just 12 grand for a new outbuilding.
Just 12 grand
for a toilet. So he says, upon seeing his handiwork, Graham's wife, Sandra, joked, I hope he doesn't lock me and throw away the key. Because Graham's clearly been watching You on Netflix because he's been stuck at home so much. the father of four, irrelevant detail, is very happy with the new summer house, admitting that it offers better views than from their house because he can go in there and his wife's stuck in the house so he doesn't have to look at her. The position is superb. So anyway, do you want to see what it looks like?
Yes, please. I'm obsessed with this.
Okay, hang on. There we go.
What? So hang on. Oh, so it's like it's been right. Right.
So it's like a sort of separate shed.
From here, it looks like a big iPhone. Upturned.
So to be fair, he has removed the bit of the van that drives. So that has made it easier.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, okay. That looks... all right. Yeah. I mean, it's... I mean, if you're going to do that...
It's certainly watertight, I think. So yeah, apparently before starting his DIY project, the van had 5 cells inside and a latrine running down the middle. I thought a latrine was like a toilet.
So did I.
Because I mean, it was just the what they call the latrines. What they call it in the toilet, you know, the basically the metal wall that you piss into that sort of catches it by your shins. Yeah. So you get sort of nice splashback around your knees.
Yeah.
What are they called? Jesus Christ, a urinal. Did I say urinal already? I don't know.
No, you didn't. You said kept saying latrine.
Latrine. Latrine.
Latrine.
Actually, could be a singer.
Avril Latrine.
Avril Latrine. So Graham stripped the whole thing bare over 5 months. I know he's talking about the prison van, not his wife. Keeping a few of the original features, including heavy-duty prison doors and a hatch that the prison guard driver would have used to speak to prisoners, which he can now look out of and go, oh, look, it's my garden again. he planned to originally do it with a horse box, as he used to work in that industry, the making boxes out of horses industry.
Mm.
He said he rang a few friends to get one, couldn't get one. It's all riveting stuff. He said, but one guy said, I tell you what I have got. I've got a prison van container just up the road from you. I thought that's going to be dreadful. I let it fly for a week and I thought I'd go have a look. So he just sat on it for a week and went, you know what, I'm going to see what this guy's got. And he went there, and he had the bloke, right, wait for this, some bloke somewhere near Worcestershire has 20 prison van what do they call it? What is the word he just used? Containers, prison van containers in a row. She's got 20 of them. So this guy bought one and he thought, that's exactly what I want. I bought it then and there. I brought it home and he gutted it and he managed to find, he managed to complete the job cheaply. He haggled and found bargains, adding his son's old patio doors, reduced furniture from a garden centre, and a sofa a neighbour was throwing away. So, you know, on the cheap, and they get to sit on loads of shit and be uncomfortable and moth-ridden sofas and crap that other people didn't want. So they got doors that don't work properly, a sofa that's horrible to sit on. But at least it wasn't 42 grand.
Yeah, you know, really, the saving is the win itself, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
As they say.
Jack, is this number next to the word live the amount of people watching us?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. That's dropped. right. Should we take another question from our audience?
Let's take another question. This one's from Asterion and the Witcher. And it's directed to you, Dan.
Oh, right. Okay.
So, Dan, please don't do any more imitations of your Donald Duck, because otherwise I will start to think that you want to move from Wales to Duckburg.
Duckburg, I think you'll find it is.
Oh, sorry, yes, Duckburg, my bad.
Duckburg. Okay, I won't. Jack, any more questions?
No questions as of yet.
apart from, you know, life direction questions, meaning... Stuff like that. do you have any more questions, or do you want to just rattle into some quick ones from around the world? Because I don't, obviously, not a huge amount.
No, let's rattle around. Let's rattle in.
Okay. Well, I've got one more UK one if you want it.
Oh, go on then, yeah.
So, vicar sets himself on fire during first online church service. Obviously, no real reason why he was doing it online. He just wanted to. There was no special circumstances that made this vicar do this thing online. He just wanted to do, you know, a little Skype to his congregation, who almost certainly didn't know how to watch it. And he set himself on fire. And when he found out he was on fire, he looked at the thing and said, "Oh dear, I've just caught fire." And
so in many respects, this has not been so bad.
What? Do you mean him catching fire?
No, that's
terrible. Do you think I'd actually brought up a story where a vicar had burnt to death online in front of his fans?
No, I meant in terms of how we're doing, we haven't set ourselves on fire.
Good, that is very true. I have actually almost burnt myself in this very seat, though, because this like comedy night before. There was like a pretend wrestling thing. Sure. And you had to do like videos, like sort of calling out the person you were going to be facing in this sort of wrestling comedy thing. Mm-hmm. And I put the person's name on a bit of paper and set fire to it. And then I realized I hadn't thought through the bit where I deal with the fire before it either touches my hand or the floor. So what happened is they both touched my hand and the floor, and then I managed to put it out. But, you know, c'est la vie.
C'est la vie.
Right. Okay. Do you want to start somewhere in the world?
Yes. So obviously the rules of the world are out the window at the minute, because it's
perfectly normal. It's all so normal that the rules are not operating.
Okay. Thousands of bees attack police after firefighters respond to the call. So 40,000 killer bees attacked a police station in Pasadena, technically California, but it's worldwide now. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So there was a call over the radio, and someone said, "Look, there's like a block, a street full of killer bees, and some bees were killed. I will say.
Okay.
Some were killed, but people weren't. Okay."
Is that because the president said the threat to the bees was actually a conspiracy and not to worry about it?
The cure cannot be worse than the cause, okay?
Famously? Yeah. sorry. Okay, nothing ominous about that. Okay, I've got a story from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Where a devastated woman discovers plants she's been watering for 2 years is fake.
Wait, so how is it absorbing water?
Well, I guess it's just in the pot now.
Mm.
It's just water goes into the pot, evaporates out slowly into the pot. She would get defensive if anyone else tried to water it. I just wanted to keep good care of it. I absolutely loved my succulent. But she took it, tried to change the pot, and then... Actually, I've lost faith in even trying to say this. Cow's on the move. On the move.
No, I like that.
Okay, good. I got another one about an animal. It's very similar in theme to my previous one.
Okay.
Police respond to reports of a lion on the loose. Turns out to be a really big dog.
Was this...
in Spain.
Oh, in Spain. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because did you see Alan Sugar get very confused that there was that fake lion in Russia? And he said, are you having a laugh? Or like, this can't be real.
Someone put me on. Yeah, but did you see Edwina Curry the other day? Someone tweeted a video of Stone Cold Steve Austin. I think it was Booker, what was his name? Booker T, I want to say. But
okay,
is that the wrestler's name?
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit. Anyway, Stone Cold and another wrestler fighting in a supermarket. Someone saying, help name and shame these two fighting in Asda. And she was like, I'm not sure this could be a setup. The camera angle seems to be catching everything. It literally had WWF in the bottom left-hand corner.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did. Anyway, let me show you how someone had shaved the dog.
Oh my God, no. Okay, legit. Get mistaken for that.
To be fair, people thought that was a dog. And I've got one more.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any more from the world?
A French athlete ran an entire marathon on his balcony because he was still inside.
Nice.
So there's no way to prove
it. I mean, he says that. What proof does he have? Because I can say I ran an entire marathon, you know, in my garden this morning. You don't know that. I could just tweet that, get a few likes, a few pats on the back, virtual pats, obviously, not allowed to touch. And
virtual pats.
Virtual pats.
Sounds like
an EastEnders sim.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
So I got one more. Mm-hmm. Exploding hammer festival in Mexico leaves 43 injured. What are the chances of that?
What are the odds? An exploding hammer. Okay.
Yeah, exploding hammer festival. So what they do is involves people attaching a mix of sulfur and chlorate to the ends of sledgehammers. They then smash the hammers against rail beams, making the substance explode and send up massive clouds of smoke. Obviously perfectly safe. I wondered where this come from, and apparently the reason they do it, the small town of San Juan de la Vega, it's famous for the festival, which is dedicated to Saint John the Baptist, which, as you'll know from his appearances in the Marvel movies, that his special weapon is the exploding hammer. You know, he's sort of like the trendy Thor, you know. Thor's just got the old standard lightning hammer, but when John the Baptist turns up, and you know, he just blows people up with his hammer. And that's about it. This year, over 6,000 people attended the festival, including spectators. I'd love it. It was just 6,000 people wanting to have a go at smashing a blowing up hammer.
It would make sense.
Yeah. So that is everything that's happening in the world completely covered.
It is. There's just one more thing I want to mention, Dan.
Yes.
Have you, and this podcast usually often talks about the most outlandish things that aren't the main news.
Right.
Have you seen, have you started to watch yet, Tiger King, the Netflix?
I've seen it all. Yeah, I have. Yeah. Joe Exotic.
I'm mad we've never talked about Joe Exotic ever.
Yeah.
How, because I now remember watching John Oliver and seeing him and not taking it in because it was so mad.
Right, yeah, because it clocked up. Yeah, no, I see it. Hello, I just noticed. Hello, Autumn Juvenile. I know that's his actual name. It's an excellent name.
Amazing, that's his name. Deer and the Witcher, also, so we missed a question.
Something. All right, hang on. Shall I just fill? Because this is going to be converted into a podcast, and People are just going to know we're tipping our hands to the side to read something off Twitter.
It's to me, directed to me. Considering the fact that you are in LA, I don't see any kind of pitchfork, with you.
Another excellent point from Mr. Witcher.
A great point.
Because we don't have any more stories, should we take any questions from the thousands currently participating in this live video as we turn our heads again to try and read anything that's turned up?
Speak now, forever hold your peace.
I have seen Don't Fuck With Cats, Lisa Ray Bowman. It's very good.
I have also seen a Body Moving, an icon of our time.
Body Moving, yeah. She's. Hope they're all fine. Still.
Her body is still moving.
I wonder, I need to sort of do a bit of research, because when you see these things, you often look into it to see where they are now. So I need to find out what's happened to Doc Antle and Joe Exotic now.
Yeah, Joe Exotic.
Do you have any follow-up?
No, because I've not. I've got one episode left of Tiger King. What's happening? I actually, you know the real. I don't like Carol. I'm going to say it.
Oh, Carol. Yeah, she definitely killed her husband.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, and this allegedly. This isn't going to stay anywhere, is it?
No.
This isn't going to be preserved at all. normally, I just say cut that, but it's too late now because we're just literally broadcasting it. So, great.
Any other questions? Again, speak now or forever hold your pieces. Cool. Okay. No.
Great. Well, thank you to everyone who actually listened, or even if you accidentally clicked the link and then left 2 minutes later, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. I don't really know what else to do, because this all just feels weird.
It does. How do we usually end? Goodbye, slimes.
Yeah.
No. So that's
Keep
it.
Keep musing.
That's the world well and truly drained of its news juice.
Yeah. There is no other things to talk about. No occurrences, no happenings, no nothing.
No, absolutely nothing.
Everything. I'd say that update will last you at least a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
By then, two or three more things may have happened, but there's nothing else you really need to worry about.
We might do this again. We'll talk about it. We'll see. Thanks if you listened. Thanks if you watched. Thanks if you just ignored it as well. Review us if you can. That's always fun. You've got nothing else to do. Stay at home.
Stay indoors. Even when all the things that aren't happening stop happening, just stay inside, because it's much better than going outside.
Good advice all around.
Thank you.
Please don't. Oh, please do. This was fun. I thought they're like, please don't.
Please don't. It was a worthy experiment, but it's failed. So we'll call it there.
Thanks, Dan, to you, and thanks to you. Goodbye.
Bye, Jack.
Good to see how to end this now.
Right. Do I press this X here?
Yeah, you do that.
Keep musing.
You're joking.